Yo, what's going on, guys? How's it going? I know I haven't been posting in a while now, but I'm back, and right in time, the new Brawl Talk just dropped today, June 12th, 2021, so I'm very excited to start talking about it, start breaking it down for you all. There's definitely a lot in this update that needs to be gone over, because this is one of the biggest updates Brawl Stars has ever dropped. More than 30 skins, a new season, two new brawlers, and many, many more, such as game modes and events, and more 15 win challenges. So stay tuned, guys. It's going to be a jam-packed episode full of juicy details. So yeah, let's get right into today's episode. Okay, guys, so the first thing we're going to be talking about today in this Brawl Talk episode is the fact that there are two new brawlers coming into the game. The first brawler that was spoken by Supercell is Buzz. So Buzz is a dinosaur lifeguard. If you watch the Brawl Talk, he is a very protective lifeguard. I was being sarcastic there because he, in the Brawl Talk, Bull was drowning in the water. He went on his little paddleboard to try and go save him and skipped over him, did a couple of tricks. Bull drowned, got sad. But yeah, Buzz is the newest brawler being added into Brawl Stars. So Buzz's mechanics act a lot like Rosa's or Primo's. His range is very, very short, except for he shoots five whole attacks, each doing 558 damage. However, his actual punches are varying from left to right, kind of like Amber's attacks or Bo's attacks. So they're super small, but he shoots out five of them. So if you want to hit all your shots, you're going to have to get right up close to them, and you're going to have to strafe left. This means that you are moving to the left so that all his shots line up in a straight line to hit all of your shots. You can move right if you need to cover more radius, but it's recommended that you strafe or move left so that you can hit all your shots and deal a lot of damage. He is going to be one of the heaviest damage dealing brawlers in the entire game. I think he's actually on par with Bull, which just shows you how strong this new brawler is. Now, his super is he throws his, I don't even know what he throws, his like little paddle board onto a brawler, and he grapple hooks onto them. Kind of like Carl's gadget, except for you have to hit your super. Now, in the Brawl Talk, it didn't show whether or not if you don't hit your super, what will happen. But what is speculated and what is probably going to happen in-game is if you don't hit your super, you just waste it. So, yeah, his super is actually relatively simple to charge, but we'll get to that later on when we talk about his speculatory star power. So yeah, definitely the grapple hook basically guarantees a kill, because not only does it kind of Carl gadgets onto them, not only is he is a close range brawler, but although the super doesn't do any damage, it does stun the enemy. So what this means is basically, he's going to stun the enemy for about 1 to 1.5 seconds, definitely no longer than that. And he's just going to be able to punch whatever brawler down, unless he grapple hooks onto like a Bull or like a Frank or even a Primo. But most brawlers, at least 80% of the brawlers, he's going to be able to jump right on top of and punch his way through. So definitely, Buzz looks like a very, very strong brawler. Now, moving on to his star power, as shown in the Brawl Talk, he had these, like, stitches, a little stitch circle around him. Now, these stitch circles didn't really show anything, but I recommend checking out Kairos, but Kairos said that whenever someone's in the range of his stitch circle, about the size of like an M's super. Whenever they're inside, he starts charging up his super. So how useful is this going to be? Very, very useful. Just walk into someone, doesn't matter if they're behind a wall, in a bush, next to an energy drink, it does not matter. You will be able to charge your super. Now, this is not only going to be very beneficial for him to hit his shots and get his super fast, but I also believe if you're looking carefully, you'll be able to check bushes with this star power. So Buzz definitely is going to be a meta breaker, I think. He might be top 5, maybe even top 3 in this new meta. Definitely a very, very fun brawler and a fun brawler to play. Definitely a fun brawler to unlock. And I can't not wait to do a whole box opening, get nothing, and then open a meta of a brawl box. So yeah, that's Buzz for you. And I think Buzz is going to be even more special in the Brawl Stars lore. So for you guys that don't know, I haven't been discussing this in a while, but Brawl Stars has some serious lore. So if you guys don't know about it, I'm not going to fill you in on anything, but check out Kairos' video and check out the WKBRL stream. Search that up on YouTube or whatever, WKBRL stream. It plays live every single day, and this is how we knew that we were getting a water park dinosaur brawler, because of all the images of dinosaurs that Brawl Stars has posted on Twitter, and the fact that the WKBRL stream is now dripping water, which means that we're definitely going to get a water brawler. And if you look very carefully, Buzz seems to have stitches. Yeah, that's right. He seems to have stitches, which means he's probably in a dinosaur costume, just like Mr. P. So I might make another video breaking down my speculation, my lore, but that's an episode for another time. That is just a small teaser. All right, so moving on to the second brawler that was teased in this Brawl Talk, we have Griff. So Griff seems to be the third kind of the completion trio, and seems to be the boss of Colette and Edgar. So basically what Griff is he throws 3 sets of 3 coins. So that's a total of 9 coins, about the range of like a Tara attack, a Stu attack, a little bit narrower Sandy attack. So it's about 7 to 8 tiles long. So it's definitely a decent range, not game-breaking range. But yeah, that's Griff. So basically what happens to his attacks is they don't go in a straight line. So first he shoots out 3, they spread out, and then shoots out another 3, spread out, shoot out another 3, spread out. Of course, it's going to be all simultaneous. So he can shoot out 27 coins when he unloads all 3 of his ammo bars. Again, very mass dealing damage. I think he does like 500 damage per coin. By the way, this is all at max level, so yeah, he's going to be a main damage dealer. Very, very heavy in damage. So, looks like these two new brawlers are very heavy in damage, but yeah, moving on to Griff's super. His super is very unique. It's a mix of Tara's tarot cards plus Carl's boomerang pickaxe. So basically, he shoots out a super about the range and the width of a Poco super, so it's humongous. He throws out, I think it's about 5 to 6 cards. He throws them out, and whoever gets trapped in there, the farther out the cards go, just like a Piper attack, the more damage it does, and it comes back to him doing damage along the way. However, unlike a car, well, kind of like a Carl attack, it will get stuck on a wall. So if you shoot it at a wall, they'll just all get stuck on the wall and you basically just wasted your super. So this super is humongous. And yeah, I think it's definitely not going to be very game breaking, but it's definitely going to have a lot of area denial, kind of like Barley's super. But yeah, nothing too crazy about this super, this ultimate, but definitely his attack is really, really strong. So we didn't really have any other news on Griff. We didn't have any gadget teasers, star power teasers, nothing. So we're going to have to wait and see when his star powers and gadgets come out. So yeah, moving on into the next segment. Okay, guys, so moving on to the next segment. This segment is going to be huge. What do I mean by this? 30 new skins. Now, don't get excited. These skins are mostly, you'll see, but they aren't that many brawlers for skins, but they definitely are very cool skins. So the first skin is coming to Buzz, the newest brawler that is in the game, and his skin is called Born Bad Buzz. So he looks like a retro kind of BB Bull Crow jacket kind of person, and he has kind of like the Virus 8-Bit Evil glasses. So yeah, Born Bad Buzz, probably going to be like a 30 or 80 gem skin, definitely no more than 80 gems. So yeah, definitely a pretty cool skin. And the next skin that is coming to the game is Coco Rosa. So Rosa is getting a new skin in this update, and it definitely looks like an 80 to 150 gem skin. It looks really, really nice. I might be picking it up in the shop, though I did get Brawler Mean Rosa, but definitely Coco Rosa looks amazing. And yeah, I mean, it just looks like a really, really good skin. The little plant on Rosa's back is also painted like a coconut tree. Rosa has freaking coconut boxing gloves. It looks insane. So moving on to the next skin. This one is going to be on the first tier of the new Brawl Pass, which I will be picking up this season. And it's going to be Surfer Carl. Yay! Carl new skin. Yay! Totally, like, I didn't want a Carl skin. But yeah, I already have Dark-Tide Carl, so that's another water skin. But definitely Surfer Carl is an amazing skin. I will be using this skin a lot, and I might use Dark-Tide Carl, but this skin looks aesthetically really good. Carl looks like he's on like a jet ski. He's like riding it. What am I talking about? He's on a surfboard. Oh my god. Okay, he's on a surfboard. He's riding it. He's looking cool, looking like a not a nerd anymore. His super actually looks amazing. He's like spinning water all around. So yeah, definitely a really cool skin. If you have the gems, definitely pick up the Brawl Pass if you're still trying to max out your account, because Brawl Pass just has so much value, so many brawlers, so many skins, pin packs, brawl boxes, mega boxes, so many things to get. So it's definitely very good value. Yeah, definitely go pick it up, because this is the way to go if you're free to play or, yeah. So moving on, the next skin that we're getting is actually a free skin, and if you look in your shop every day, you might have noticed that we're getting free rewards each day, because it's the 1 year anniversary for the Chinese Brawl Stars launch. So today I recently just finished the anniversary challenge, very easy, and got a mega box. Of course I got nothing in it because my luck is just great. But the last day of this season, and not season, last day of this week, we are going to be getting a free skin, and that is going to be Mega Box Daryl. So nothing too special, but it's literally just Daryl in a Mega Box. So yeah, definitely pretty cool skin, as we're getting it for free. So moving on to the next skin, we have Beach Time Mortis. So Beach Time Mortis is actually a very expected skin. Supercell teased this one a while back, actually, and it was about like Mortis or something on a beach, and yeah, Mortis was just there, and he had sunglasses, no hat, which I'm really sad about. But then again, this is a really cool skin, and it looks like his shovel has turned into like a sand shovel, and what's hanging off of it, it's not a lantern anymore, it looks like a picnic basket. And Mortis looks really cool. He has sunglasses on, he's chilling out. And yeah, this is definitely a very cool skin, probably 80 to 150 gems, we'll have to see. So moving on to the next skin, We have Burger Lou. So Burger Lou is probably just a miscellaneous skin. It wasn't really part of the update, but they wanted to release it. And by the looks of it, he has custom effects, probably custom animations, I'm hoping. But yeah, probably 80 gems. If we're unlucky, he's going to be 150 gems. But he's looking like an 80 gem skin. So the next brawler, The next skin that is coming to Brawl Stars is Vicious BB. So Vicious BB is probably going to be about 49 gems, the 50 gem radius, because there's nothing really too special about it. BB's wearing a mask, has her hair dyed pink. However, you can get this skin for free if you win a challenge. So I think it's a 12 win challenge. If you win it, you get Vicious BB for free. But if you don't win it, it's fine. You could pick it up for 49 gems and flex on your friends and say, oh, hey, yeah, I totally won this skin. Not because I cheated, yeah. But yeah, Vicious BB is coming to the game. Nothing too fancy, but a cool BB skin nonetheless. So moving on to the next skin that is coming into Brawl Stars, we have Whale Watch Nita. So Whale Watch Nita is a community-made skin, a very, very well done, probably 150 gems, looking very, very nice. The little plasma ball that Nita shoots turns into like a water ball, like a water balloon kind of thing. Her bear literally has so much gear on it. It looks amazing. Big Fat Bruce coming through. It really is really a good skin, very well made by the community. So the next skin that is coming to the game is Hermes Max. So basically, if you don't know, Hermes is a Greek god, and it looks like Hermes is very, very fast. He has wing sandals, he has a freaking flying helmet, flying shoes, and he's the messenger god, so it makes sense. So Hermes Max, of course, fits Max, and Max is wearing like a Trojan War helmet, has flying sandals, and is drinking. Her energy drink has turned into like a water canteen, so definitely very, very cool skin. I don't know if it has custom effects or not, but maybe it's going to be a 49 to 80 gem skin. So moving on to the next skin. This skin is going to be locked behind Power League, so it's most likely going to be another 100 matches before you can buy it for most likely 25,000 star points. So the skin is Jet Ski Jackie. So it's almost exactly like Surfer Carl, except for Jackie is on a jet ski that looks like a dinosaur. And she has a helmet that also is a dinosaur, and she's just riding it casually as her jackhammer. So definitely a very, very cool skin coming to the game. Again, 25,000 star points most likely, and locked behind Power League. So guys, moving on to the next skin. This one is going to be with Born Bad Buzz, I believe, and that is going to be Trash Poco. So don't let the trash throw you off. He's not actually in a trash bag, but he just has like a dyed purple and green mohawk. His eyes are like pretty evil. He has a lightning bolt down his face, spikes on his head. His guitar looks like an electric guitar, also has a lightning bolt streaking down it, purple and green, blue. Definitely very, very cool skin. He looks like a teenager Poco. Very, very funny. But yeah, if it's not too expensive in gems, I'll be probably picking up this skin because it looks so, so cool. Yeah, definitely a very cool skin. It looks like it has custom animations as well. So yeah, definitely recommend checking out Trash Poco. So moving on, also part of the Born Bad Buzz trio is Wicked Stew. So Stew's getting another skin. This one looks like a 30 gem skin if we're lucky. And it's basically the same effects with Trash Poco, except for Stew is blue. So yeah, nothing too special about him. But yeah, definitely still a very cool skin. So moving on to the next skin, this one is still part of the summer update, and it is coming to one of our favorite brawlers, and it actually fits his theme. We have the Chameleon Boy, Leon. So Leon is getting, switching out his chameleon hat with a dinosaur hat. So yeah, Dino Leon, probably going to be at 150 gem skin. Definitely pretty pricey, but definitely worth it. So yeah, Dino Leon is coming to the game. Pretty cool skin. So yeah, next we have a lot of kind of, Latin America football skins. So what I mean by football is soccer for all you Americans. But yeah, there are a lot of football skins coming into Brawl Stars because they are teaming up with Latin America football teams, and they're going to be playing kind of like PSG did in the PSG Cup. So yeah, the first couple of skins are coming to Colt. So he's going to get a lot of skins, actually. So we have Sarah Portano, Colt. We have Club America, Colt. So yeah, definitely aesthetics look very nice. Now we have some skins coming to Primo. So we have Primo Club Nacional. We have Primo Corinthians. So it's like blackish. We have Chivas Mike, kind of like PSG Mike. We have LDU Quito Mike, also kind of like PSG Mike. And then we have Atlantic Nacional Colt. Very, very cool. His guns are like soccer balls, so very, very nice. Next, we have Primo Universitario. I'm pretty sure that's university, so it's kind of like a Primo. Next, we have America Shelly. So Shelly is going to be coming, another football Shelly skin coming into Brawl Stars. Next, we have Flamingo Mike. And then we have Ude Chile Shelly, so kind of like PSG Shelly. We have Boca Junior Shelly. We have River Plate Colt. And then we have, and then that's going to actually be it for all of the football skins. So definitely a lot of skins coming to Colt, Primo, Shelly, and Dynamike. So yeah, I still don't know how it works exactly. I'm pretty sure you have to do like this challenge, another like 15 win challenge to get like a skin or something like that. I don't know exactly how it works, but yeah, we'll have to wait and see. And next we're getting some more True Silver and True Gold skins, and we're actually only getting two. We're getting True Silver and True Gold Mr. P, and we're getting True Gold and True Silver Colt. So Colt's getting a lot of love this season with skins. So yeah, True Gold and True Silver Colt. Next up, we're going to move into the next segment because that is actually all of the skins that are coming in. Definitely a lot of skins. Definitely go and review this by yourselves, but definitely a lot of skins. Okay guys, so we are almost done with this whole update. There was so much in this entire update, but we are almost done with it. So we have three new, so I'm going to be combining two segments. So we have three new game modes. We are going to have a basketball toss, which is pretty interesting. Basically what's going to happen is you're not playing up and down anymore. You're playing side to side. The field is very, very small. And when you shoot the ball up, no one can intercept it. But the hoops are going to be moving from side to side, so it's going to be a lot harder to get them in. So definitely a very, very cool and unique game mode. This was actually inspired by the community, so Supercell, thank you so much for listening to the community. You are the best. Thank you so much. So yeah, that's the first game mode. Second game mode coming into Brawl Stars right now is going to be like a trophy toss game. So it's kind of like Hot Zone. The longer you hold the trophy, the more percentages you get, and the faster that's how you win. But the catch is when you're holding this big trophy, physics works. Yay, physics in Brawl Stars. You get slowed when you're holding the trophy, and when you die or when you drop the trophy, when you throw it, it has like a timer, like in Present Plunger, and once the timer resets, the little trophy thing goes back into the middle. It's definitely a very cool game mode, and yeah, I'm very excited to play that game mode. Next is going to be kind of like a keep away game. So it's red and blue sides. Basically the ball gets touched in the middle, and so the first person to touch the ball it'll probably go onto the enemy side, and you'll see where the ball is actually landing. So if nobody is in the spot where the ball is landing, the enemy team gets a point. And once you get 2 points, you win, kind of like Brawl Ball. But if someone is standing there and touches the ball when it lands, you are going to be able to kick the ball to the other side, and the enemy team will have to stand in that spot. It's definitely a very unique game with many, many different strategies. You could have fast brawlers, you could have control brawlers, you can have assassin brawlers. The meta is going to be crazy, although maybe one brawler will take over, not so sure yet, but definitely seems like a very fun game mode. And lastly, present plunder is coming back, except for instead of presents we're plundering, we are stealing trophies. So for guys that don't know, in the esports channel for Brawl Stars, they are posting like these videos about who stole the Brawl Stars Championship trophy. So we've had already four parts to it. There are so many speculations going on, like, is it Stu? Is it Surge? Maybe it's like, I don't know, part of the Gold Arm gang. But yeah, it's very, very, very heated. And so yeah, that's why they're doing this like present steal or trophy steal kind of thing. So yeah, definitely a very, very, very unique and fun game mode. So guys, the last part of this Brawl Talk is going to be coming to Map Maker. So there are going to be three new features coming into Map Maker. First, I want to talk about is it's actually going to be coming out into the actual game, which is going to be spikes. So these spikes basically don't allow you to cross into an area. And so they're kind of like walls. However, after a short amount of time, they actually go down. So they go down for a little while. And I don't know what happens if you step on the spikes. Maybe you get pushed back or something. Maybe you take damage, something like that. But yeah, there are now spikes in Brawl Stars. Definitely a very, very unique idea. Seems pretty fun. Definitely can't wait to see what the community will do to it. Maybe they'll just do like an entire map full of spikes. Oh man, I can't imagine. But yeah, either way though, the next thing that is coming in Map Maker is going to be a heal pad. So basically, I don't know how much the heal pad heals for, but it's definitely going to heal for probably a significant amount, maybe like 200 per second maybe, or maybe it's 1,000 per second, kind of like those mushrooms in Solo Showdown. So yeah, definitely cannot wait to try all these things out. And two more things. These things are basically polar opposites of each other, but basically do the same thing. They're going to be healing and damaging pads. So basically, the healing pad heals you, and the damaging pad damages you. Yeah, no surprise there. But yeah, that's basically going to be everything. I'm pretty sure you can also expand the storm now, which is even worse. I can't imagine what people will do to that. But I don't know. But yeah, definitely a very, very packed update coming into Brawl Stars. I cannot wait to try out everything, try out all the skins, all the brawlers, all the challenges. Oh my god, it's going to be an exciting summer. Jurassic Splash, here we come. Thank you guys for listening to the Born to Brawl Brawl Stars podcast. And remember, you're all Born to Brawl. Thank you guys.